Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Mission Economy: A Moonshot Guide to Changing Capitalism by Mariana Mazzucato is a nonfiction economics and policy book that argues for a more active, mission-driven state, rather than treating governments as bodies that only correct market failures. Mazzucato presents them as institutions capable of shaping markets around major public goals such as climate action, health, and inclusive growth. The book draws heavily on the Apollo moon landing as a historical example of coordinated public investment, risk-taking, and cross-sector collaboration. It is both a critique of narrow shareholder capitalism and a practical guide for policymakers, development agencies, and public institutions seeking new ways to create public value. Its central purpose is to show how government, business, and civil society can work together under clear missions, shared risks, and shared rewards to solve complex collective challenges. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the Apollo program as a model for mission-oriented public action. A central argument in the book is that the Apollo moon mission was not just a technological achievement, but a demonstration of how ambitious public missions can organize innovation across many sectors. Mazzucato uses it to show that large-scale problems are often solved when governments define a clear goal, tolerate uncertainty, and coordinate diverse actors around that goal. The lesson is not simply that the state should spend more, but that it should spend strategically, set direction, and build capacity to manage complexity. This matters because many modern policy debates assume that governments should stay reactive while markets lead. Mazzucato reverses that assumption by showing that the state can act as a catalyst for innovation when it is willing to take the first risk and structure collaboration. The moonshot frame, therefore, becomes a practical template for climate transitions, public health, and other challenges that require long-time horizons and cross-sector coordination. Secondly, from market failure to market shaping, the book rejects the common view that government intervention is only justified when markets fail. Mazzucato argues that this framing is too passive and too limited for problems that are structural, urgent, and interconnected. Instead, she proposes market shaping the deliberate creation of new economic directions around public missions. This means that governments should not merely repair damage after the fact, but define the kind of economy they want and align procurement, regulation, finance, and innovation policy with that goal. The strength of this approach is that it treats markets as political and institutional constructions, not natural systems that operate independently of public choice. That shift has major implications. If markets can be shaped, then policy can be judged by the quality of outcomes it creates, not only by short-term efficiency or private profitability. The book uses this idea to argue for policy systems that are more ambitious, more coordinated, and more accountable to public purpose. Thirdly, the state as investor of first resort, not lender of last resort. One of the book's most distinctive claims is that governments should be seen as investors of first resort. This is a direct challenge to the idea that public institutions should only step in after private capital has already tested and de-risked opportunities. Mazzucato argues that the most transformative innovation often requires public actors to absorb early uncertainty, fund long-horizon research, and create the conditions under which later private activity becomes possible. In this view, the state is not a passive safety net for markets. It is an initiating force that helps generate new capabilities and new industries. The book also stresses that when public money helps create value, the public should share in the rewards through fairer partnerships and conditional funding. This is where the argument becomes both economic and political. If risks are socialized while gains are privatized, then capitalism loses legitimacy. The investor framework, therefore, links innovation policy with a broader demand for reciprocity, accountability, and public return on public investment. Fourthly, public value depends on institutions, procurement, and finance reform. Mazzucato does not present missions as abstract aspirations. She shows that they require specific institutional tools, especially procurement, finance, and organizational design. Public procurement, for example, can be used not just to buy existing products cheaply, but to create demand for better, cleaner, and more socially useful solutions. Similarly, finance should be judged by whether it supports long-term outcomes rather than only short-term returns. The book also emphasizes dynamic public organizations with a capacity to learn, adapt, and manage mission complexity. This matters because mission-oriented policy fails if it is reduced to slogans without administrative capability. Mazzucato's analysis therefore focuses on the machinery of the state, how budgets are structured, how contracts are written, how risks are allocated, and how outcomes are evaluated. These institutional details are what make the difference between symbolic ambition and effective mission delivery. The book's practical value lies in showing that changing capitalism requires redesigning the rules and routines through which public and private actors interact. Lastly, conditionality, participation, and fair sharing of mission rewards. Another important theme is that mission-driven capitalism must be governed by clear rules about who takes risks, who benefits, and who gets to participate. Mazzucato argues for conditionalities on public funding so that public investment does not simply subsidize private gain. She also emphasizes participatory governance, meaning that citizens and communities should have a role in shaping and evaluating missions rather than being treated as passive recipients of policy. This is important because missions are not technically neutral. They involve choices about values, priorities, and trade-offs. By insisting on participation, the book tries to prevent missions from becoming top-down exercises that ignore social legitimacy. By insisting on fair reward sharing, it tries to avoid the familiar pattern in which public institutions underwrite innovation while private actors capture the upside. These principles make the book more than a defense of state intervention. They make it an argument for a different political economy in which public purpose, democratic accountability, and equitable distribution are built into the design of growth itself. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers interested in economics, public policy, innovation, industrial strategy, and climate governance. Policymakers, civil servants, development practitioners, and business leaders who work with public-private partnerships will find it especially useful because it offers a framework for thinking about direction setting rather than simple. Correction. Academically, it will also appeal to readers who want a critique of conventional market failure theory and a more institutionally grounded view of how value is created. What makes mission economy stand out in its category is that it does not stop at diagnosing capitalism's problems. It proposes a concrete alternative vocabulary centered on missions, conditional public investment, and market shaping. Compared with more general books on inequality or reform, it is more operational and policy-facing. Compared with purely technical economics writing, it is more explicit about values, legitimacy, and democratic accountability. Even readers who disagree with its conclusions will likely find its framework useful for evaluating how governments can take on large-scale challenges with more ambition and clearer public purpose. If you would like to support Mariana Mazzucato, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.